the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Deadly flooding has swept parts of the Midwest. The water spilled over the banks of 13 rivers in northwest Iowa, swallowing up entire neighborhoods. Governor Kim Reynolds has declared a disaster for 21 counties.
The projected damage is staggering, and at this time, it's estimated that at least 1,900 properties are impacted and hundreds have been destroyed, as well as a lot of property in ag land has also been impacted by the far-reaching flooding.
Governor Kristi Noem says at least one person was killed in South Dakota. Blistering heat moves from the northeast into the south and Midwest today. Sources tell CBS News federal prosecutors are asking the Justice Department to criminally prosecute Boeing. Legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
The charges are based on allegations that Boeing breached a 2021 agreement related to conspiracy to defraud the FAA based on two fatal crashes.
The Russians have summoned the U.S. ambassador to complain about weapons shipments to Ukraine. Correspondent Cammie McCormick reports.
The U.S. ambassador was called to the foreign ministry in Moscow. Russia says the U.S. is engaging in a hybrid war and blamed Washington for a deadly missile attack in Crimea. The Kremlin has warned of consequences and says the war in Ukraine is entering the most dangerous phase to date.
In southern Russia, deadly attacks in Dagestan targeting religious institutions. The BBC's Steve Rosenberg from Moscow.
This seems to have been a coordinated attack late Sunday afternoon on two cities in Dagestan, Derbent and Makhachkala. Attacks on two churches and two synagogues and a police checkpoint. The gun battles between the gunmen and the security services continued long into the night. We believe 8 hours they went on for.
So far, no claim of responsibility. Past attacks there have been carried out by Islamic extremists. Officials in South Korea believe a fire triggered an explosion that killed 22 people and injured 8 others at a lithium battery factory near Seoul today. Most of the victims were Chinese migrant workers. Many have moved to South Korea searching for jobs. A surfing legend's been killed in a shark attack in Hawaii. Oahu's acting ocean safety chief, Kurt Lager.
Tamayo Perry was a lifeguard loved by all. He's well known on the North Shore. He's a professional surfer known worldwide.
Perry also appeared in the fourth Pirates of the Caribbean movie. S&P futures are up 6. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, good morning. I'm Chris Morrow in for Stuart J. Waddles. Well, the weekend's big local story, of course, severe weather rolling through Racine County and most of southern Wisconsin on Saturday night. Here in Racine County, we saw severe thunderstorm warnings and high winds near 60 miles per hour, but just a few sporadic power outages. Kenosha had tornado warnings. Other cities in southern Wisconsin, tornadoes that touched down. Those damage reports are still coming in. We'll update you throughout the day here on WRJN. David Luckett was sentenced to life in prison without parole on Friday after being convicted for his role in the death of Davion Robbins. Luckett, now 21, found guilty of one count of first-degree intentional homicide. A Kenosha man convicted of sex crimes against a child was sentenced to decades in prison on Friday. David T. DeBerg, a former jail chaplain, Kenosha Unified substitute teacher, YMCA worker, and American Legion chaplain, will spend the next 30 years in prison. And some good news when it comes to gun violence in Racine. The Racine Police Department has yet to report a single homicide in 2024, and reports of shots fired as far as incidents in the city are down considerably. We'll have some rough weather on the way in the days to come. The forecast coming up here in just a few minutes. But for now, that's what you need to know. In for Stuart J. Waddles this morning, I'm Chris Morrow. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime online at WRJN.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
The Brewers Myers with another victory. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers winning 6-2 in San Diego Sunday against the Padres, thanks to another strong showing from rookie pitcher Tobias Myers, center fielder Blake Perkins.
Yeah, Toby's been pitching really well. I think just attacking their lineup, attacking the hitters with his fastball and not being afraid to use his other pitches, the cutter, changeup. I'm happy for him, man. It's good to see. He provided us a really good start, you know, with shutdown innings, especially after we came through and scored. Those are big.
Myers has now won 4 in a row. Pat Murphy.
Tobias is great. I mean, this kid continues to work in between starts. He continues to be serious about his unexpected arrival in the big leagues. Since he's been here, he's decided that I'm going to listen to these guys.
The Brewers host the Rangers tonight. College basketball, 6'2" guard Adian Knopp, who helped lead Sussex Hamilton High to the postseason, committed to the Wisconsin Badgers over the weekend. He'll report as a preferred walk-on. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
WRJN. With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today, a high near 81. Showers and thunderstorms late tonight. Those could have heavy rain again with a low around 66. Hot and humid for Tuesday with scattered thunderstorms. Highs near 90, heat index around 96. Cooler by Wednesday.
Right now, it's 62.
I'm trying to be a good boyfriend, so recently my girl took me to a street fair, right? You guys been to those things, you know, they close off the block, there's like shawarma, there's stuff made out of buttons, you know? People with no teeth are making keychains. It's like a typical girlfriend idea. It sucks, and it's gonna take all Saturday, right? She's like all excited, like swinging my arm. This is gonna be great. I'm like praying for lightning, you know? That was brutal. So we came up to this first table we come up to. There's this big table and nothing but homemade jewelry, right? Homemade jewelry. There's like twigs. There's like macaroni, right? It was junk. It was like a table of junk, but she loves it. She's like, do you like these earrings? Do you think these are nice? I just want to be like, no. If they were nice, they'd be in a store, all right? There'd be a roof. Some sort of structure would be built around this. The guy selling it would be wearing shoes. You know, it's junk, right? But I'm trying not to be a jerk, so I'm like, no, you know what? It's really nice. I'm going to go get some air. You know, we're outside. I think there's more air to be had.
Far too many of you died. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father.
Well, if you ever listen to my next guest, you know that song opens up his show every time, and it's Earl Ingram. Hey, Earl, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. What's going on? That's a song you start off every morning with. What's going on, Marvin Gaye? That's a good
Absolutely.
Song.
Absolutely. Going back to about 1971 or 70, well, maybe 70, when that song was released, it had a profound impact on me. And if you listen to the lyrics of it, it could be played today and be just as relevant today as it was back in 1969 or 70, whenever it came out.
On the 2.5 Men, Charlie's in psychiatric care, and I forget the name of the actress who played his psychiatrist. It's very funny. So he sits down every time. She goes, in the words of Marvin Gaye, Charlie, what's going on? I love the way she starts off the sessions with him. So, yes, Earl Ingram is our host on the Civic Media Radio Network from 8 till 10 o'clock weekday mornings. And he's on WAUK. You can hear that at AM 540, 540 AM radio in Waukesha. But you can hear it here in Racine, clear as day. 540 is a great frequency. And I ask all the people, and you might know this because you've been in Milwaukee radio for a long time. Do you remember the original call letters of WAUK AM 540?
No, I don't. I can't say I do.
Okay, the original call letters were WYLO, which stood for Way Low on the Dial. We're Way Low 540. And I thought that when I first came to Milwaukee in 1980, I said, that is clever. Way Low, W-Y-L-O. Yeah, because they're way low on the dial, 540. And there you are. You're at Way Low today, W-A-U-K.
So, you know, you've got the voice of one of those guys, one of those throwback guys from radio.
Just a disc jockey, that's all. Just an old DJ. So let's talk a little bit about your background before we talk about the show. You are from Milwaukee originally, right?
Absolutely.
So where in the city were you born?
On north side of the city. I'm born in Milwaukee. I'm happy that I'm going to die here. It's home. Just turned 70 years old this past Friday, so it's home, man. And I wouldn't want to go anywhere else.
You and I are exactly the same age. I turned that age on May 28th.
Wow, you're an old guy.
Yeah, look who's talking.
Well, May, I'm June, so you're older than I am.
Yeah, okay, you got me by half a month. Thank you. So anyway, so you're in radio. How did you get started? What did you do when you started your life after high school and all that kind of stuff? What did you do?
Well, I worked in industry. I was a guy who loved using my hands. My father worked in industry, and so I followed him into a place called A.O. Smith. We were the largest manufacturer of automobile frames in the entire world. Little did I know, I was scheduled to go to Stout University. I'm from a family of 13. So, you know, I was going to go there for the summer. And my dad warned me not to go. I had six other brothers who chose not to go, but I went. And 34 years later, I retired from A.O. Smith, received a pension, and, I lived a strong middle-class lifestyle and was able to live the American dream. So that's the first half of my life. After retiring from A.O. Smith, I like to tell people that my life began.
So, and that's radio. Oh, life always begins at radio. That's the radio nerds. You know, life up until radio it's unimportant. When you hit the first radio station, then we start talking. So, where was your first radio station in Milwaukee?
Actually, it was 1290 WMCS.
Oh yeah, I remember them. Yeah, 1290. Yeah.
Yeah, it used to be WAWA. And Hall of Fame and NFL Hall of Fame and Green Bay Packer Hall of Famer Willie Davis took a flyer on me, and as they say, the rest is history.
You know, I was telling you off the air before we started, I was on a flight to Hawaii, and I heard somebody refer to Willie Davis up a few rows ahead of me, so I went up to him, and I said, Mr. Davis, I introduced myself, I told him where I worked in Milwaukee. And we talked radio for a little bit. You know, I didn't talk football or anything like that. I just wanted to talk radio with him. At the time, he owned Wawa and WLUM. He owned both
That's
those.
Correct.
It was All Star Broadcasting, I think he called it. And he's out of radio now. Pretty sure he's out of radio, his company.
Well, not only is he out of radio, he's not around anymore.
I know. I meant his company that owned it, All Star Broadcasting.
You know, he owned radio stations in Menominee Falls. He owned B93 FM and very successful radio stations. And he owned a bunch of radio stations where he lived in California.
And he must have been doing well because he was on a trip to Hawaii.
Oh, man. Oh, yes. Yes, sir.
When I ran into him. So I was sitting in the aisle talking to him the whole time, and they were trying to get that drink cart through the aisle, and I couldn't talk to him anymore. But, yeah, that was exciting. So you worked at WMCS. MCS, at WMCS. So where after that did you go?
1510 WTTN, and you're asking me to recall.
Yeah.
And, you know, it gets a little more difficult. I forgot the other one. But so this is 1, 2, 3. This is my fourth radio station.
Okay. So why radio? Out of all the after your retirement, your pension, why radio?
Well, I was a guy who listened to radio from the time I was a young man. My father always had talk radio on in the car. And I was a guy, I guess you can consider me a nerd. I used to watch Bill Buckley.
Oh, yeah, William F. Buckley.
Firing line as a young boy.
Yeah.
And I just got, and then listened to Rush Limbaugh constantly. And I wound up in radio because I used to call the conservative talk shows in the city of Milwaukee, WISN, Mark Billing, Jay Weber, Charlie Sykes on WTMJ, Vicki McKenna. And I used to trouble them constantly when they would talk about my community. And I would respond to them on the radio. And it just so happened that every time I got through talking to them, their radio, their phone lines would light up. And so people would be, that guy Earl. So they realized that there was something about my response to them on their radio shows that piqued the curiosity of their listeners. And I got a lot of time on their stations, and that's how I wound up in radio, being a caller like many of those who call my show and other shows. And Willie Davis saw something in me and gave me an opportunity to do it, you know, for a living.
Wow, that's good. That's a good start. That's a good. I was a janitor at a radio station. That's how I started. But that you had a better start. I had to clean toilet bowls to get on the air. Hold on a second. We're talking to Earl Ingram. He's the host, and we're going to talk about his show now on Civic Media. Earl's on from 8 until 10 a.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network. He's heard on WAUK AM 540. More with Earl coming up in just a moment here at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits.
Racine is holding a free fashion show on Thursday, June 27th from 1 p.m. till 4 in the C Lobby, and you're invited. Come enjoy summer fashions featuring Mary's Unique Boutique with an array of extraordinary items from stylish and contemporary clothing to handcrafted jewelry. Don't get caught in out-of-date styles. Come shop with Mary and be the envy of all to see. See you at the fashion show on Thursday, June 27th at Fountain Hills Apartments from 1 to 4 in the C Lobby.
Lee's Deli has been serving up Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? From a classic turkey and cheese to the signature Godfather sub, Lee's Deli gives your lunch, dinner, or special occasion the premium fresh ingredients that make your mouth sing with every bite. Lee's Deli provides an experience that leaves you not just full, but fully satisfied. Visit them on Washington Avenue or the new leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options 7 days a week.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Every Brewers regular season Friday home game at American Family Field, ticketed fans 21 and over who sit in the Miller Lite beer pen in the left field loge bleachers will receive a free Brewers can holder courtesy of Miller Lite.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with a Work Money Minute about Buy Now, Pay Later services. You might know some of these names. Klarna, Affirm, Afterpay. These are where when you're shopping online, instead of buying something all at once, you can just pay 25% of the cost and then pay the rest off in installments. Well, turns out more and more folks are missing repayments. A recent Credit Karma survey found that 40% of Buy Now, Pay Later customers have missed their repayments. And that means fees, high interest payments. I mean like 36% interest, which turns these services from, oh, maybe useful, to, whoa, this is costing me way more than I expected. Buy Now, Pay Later services don't help your credit score, but they can hurt it. Not worth the risk. Those companies really mean that pay later part. Okay, folks, that was your Work Money Minute. For more money tips, head on over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
We're talking to Earl Ingram this morning. Earl Ingram is the host of his own show on Civic Media Radio Network from 8 until 10 a.m. each morning. Also podcast on the Civic Media Radio Network. You can hear it on WAUK AM 540 or on the Civic Media app any way you want. Earl Ingram's there at 8 o'clock in the morning. He's going to get ready for his show in a few minutes. And, you know, Earl, you mentioned you worked at Wawa, W-A-W-A, before the Willie Davis station. You know, when I watch these police shows on TV, occasionally they'll have to show up at a Wawa convenience store. Now, they don't have them around here, but every time I do that, I say, oh, Wawa, 1590. All right, Wawa. I keep thinking of that radio station when I see Wawa on there. I don't think of the convenience store. Okay, before we start about WAUK, give me some of your favorite radio hosts. You don't try to emulate, but people who influenced you in radio, because you're a big radio listener.
Okay, so I'll begin with a guy named Dr. Bob.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Bob was a guy. Bob be my name, and music is my game, and WAWA is my claim to fame. I'm the best that ever did it, and he got away with it. 42 across the chest, 29 across the waist. I got a built-in love machine. It's about a solid mess. Every day would be the month of May. Every year would be the year of Jubilee. Children would call my name in the streets. Women in the streets, women will bow down before my feet, just such a hem of my garment, and be made holy.
Wow. And you're not a disc jockey anymore. Huh? Come on.
I was never a disc jockey, but Dr. Bob was a guy who, when I was a very young boy, clearly had a major impact on me, because all these years later, I still remember that. And he used to rap. And, you know, a 7-year-old guy, I'm not a big rap guy, but I guess Dr. Bob was rapping back then. You know, there were so many different guys. There was if I began and start talking about them, I would leave out so many. But just, you know, even nationally, just watching and listening to guys on radio, something magical about it. I'm amazed that radio is still around. So many things have gone, you know, since you and I were young. But the fact that radio still has an impact is amazing to me with the advancement of technology.
Radio's like the cockroach of media. Everything comes and goes, but the cockroaches live on. They will survive a nuclear holocaust, the cockroaches. Everything else is coming and going. You know, TV isn't what it used to be either. Now it's streaming. It's all radio's still there. People still, because in the car, you'll want to listen to the radio. At home, when you're getting ready in the morning, you want to listen to the radio. When you're at work, they don't let you watch TV at work, but they will let you listen to the radio at work. So,
you know what's amazing is I still listen to radio.
I do too.
And that's pretty amazing to me.
And I'm in the shower. I set the radio up there, my phone with the radio on it, and I listen to it. I want to listen to radio all the time. I just came back from a big road trip, 731 miles. The whole time we're listening to the radio. That's what we listen to. Hey, so Earl, let's talk about your show on WAUK AM 540 for the Civic Media Radio Network. Now, what kind of show, for people who never heard it before and want to try to tune it in, what are the topics you talk about on a daily basis?
So I talk about politics and politricksters.
Ooh.
Politics and politricksters. And politics and politricksters. But in between that, I'm a guy who is a blue-collar guy. I'm a union man. I remember a time when all you needed to to live a middle-class lifestyle and live the American dream was, you know, a commitment to coming to work every day. There was always, you always made enough to buy a home and buy a car and send your kids to college and salt away some money. So I remember those times. It impacted my life, and it made me who I am. And I know that that's gone. And so I've lived long enough to watch it leave, and I know what created the environment that took it away. And so rural people and urban people have more in common than they don't have in common. And so losing blue-collar jobs eroded the middle class. So I spent a lot of time talking about the lack of those middle-class jobs that made our parents, gave our parents an opportunity, especially people of color who migrated here from the South, to get those precious jobs, and whether or not they could read or write, they were able to live a middle-class lifestyle, make an honest living. I talk a lot about what transpired. I talk about corporations and their greed. I talk about politicians who we vote for, and yet we don't follow up on them. And we can get mad at the corporations all we want to, but the people who change the laws and make it possible for the corporations to take advantage of the American people happen to be the people that we elect. So, I, you know, it's a representative government. Many people don't understand what that means. And I put it in the simplest terms, because I'm a simple guy, exactly what's transpiring in our nation. And that if we don't wake up, the fight is not yours and mine. The fight is for the future of our nation, which doesn't belong to you and I anymore. It belongs to Generation Xers and Millennials and Generation Zs. And we owe a responsibility to do a better job and better stewards of what was left for us when the great generation before us made sacrifices for you and I.
You know, you're absolutely right. Each generation has to leave something for the next generation. You just can't ignore them. And you've got to leave them a good planet. Everything good. You've got to leave it for them. And then they can leave it for the next generation. And that's how we've been doing it in this country since 1776. Everybody keeps leaving the best and the best and the best. Let me ask you something. Was that an Earl Ingramism, politrickster? Is that one of yours?
Yes.
Oh, look at you. All right.
Well, I mean, what else do you call it? Now, politicians get upset.
No,
When I use that verbiage, but what else is it when you tell people one thing and you do another?
No, absolutely. I just like the term. I never heard it before. You talk about doing things right for the people. My mom worked for 21 years for the Department of Consumer Affairs in New York, and she used to take on big businesses all the time. Because when the person would call up, little people would call up, you know, companies blow them away and say, forget it, get out of here. Well, you talk to my mother, and she's a pit bull, and she never ran away. She got what she was supposed to get. My mother is responsible for one thing. She had one big thing in her life, and when McDonald's came out with the quarter-pound hamburger in 1974, there were a lot of complaints that it wasn't a quarter pound. So she sent out her weights and measures people to six different McDonald's and bring back some quarter pounders. Let's weigh these things. Turns out none of them were a quarter pound. So she brought the people from the New York McDonald's owners people in to her office. And she said, what are we going to do about this? Bottom line is she came up with the phrase pre-cooked weight. She said, if we put that on, would you do that? Because McDonald's was saying, well, it starts off as a quarter pounder. They said, well, it's pre-cooked weight then. And so on every quarter pounder in America, you see the words pre-cooked weight, and that was my mother who had that put on there.
And that's an amazing story.
Yeah.
And one I'm sure you are very proud of.
You know, on her tombstone, when I was talking to the people at the funeral home, they said, what do you want to put on there? Now, for my father, I put World War II hero. That was easy because he fought for 4 years in World War II. My mother, it was a little more difficult. And he said, tell me about your mother. And I did. He said, here's the words, consumer advocate. And on my mother's tombstone, he lists her date of birth, her date of death, her name, and the words consumer advocate on there. Because that's what she did. For 21 years, she fought for the consumer rights.
You know, on mine, I want them to put servant. I am a servant. and I am all over my community, and I am well known for showing up where if two people ask me to show up, I'm there. I am a product of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. I was old enough to watch him. He lives in me daily, and so I serve nonstop in my community. I'm proud to be very visible in my community, and I'm going to be that way until, they turn the lights out on me.
You know, talk about tombstones real quickly. Mel Blanc, who was the voice of Porky Pig, Daffy Duck, Bugs Bunny, Yosemite Sam.
My favorite cartoons.
Yeah. You know what it says?
Wile E. Coyote.
He didn't talk, but he... on his tombstone, it says Mel Blanc and all his, loving father. And at the top it says, "That's all, folks."
That's all, folks.
That's all, folks, on his tombstone. Earl Ingram, heard on WAUK, the Civic Media Radio Network. It stations all across the state of Wisconsin, by the way. But in our area, it's AM 540 WAUK. The Earl Ingram Show, he's got to get ready for it now. It starts in a half hour. Earl, thanks for waking up early with me and letting me bother you for a half hour. I just want to remind people about the guy who was on the station for a long time, and then now he's on WAUK. I want people to know a little bit about you, because I know people don't talk about themselves on the radio, so I wanted to talk about you. So, Earl, thank you very much, and stay well, my friend.
It's been an honor. Likewise.
Okay, Earl. Bye.
All right.
All right. Earl Ingram, the Earl Ingram Radio Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, WAUK, AM 540, at 8 o'clock this morning. Right now, it's 7:31, news time.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, good morning. I'm Chris Morrow in for Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what's happening this morning. Well, what happened over the weekend, probably the most talked about story of the weekend. Severe storms rolling through southern Wisconsin, dropping tornadoes in places near Watertown, Janesville, also out near the Lake Geneva area. Here in Racine, it was a severe thunderstorm that brought us some high winds and heavy rains, taking down a few tree branches, knocking out power to a handful of people. Kenosha experienced a tornado warning late in the storm system on Saturday night. Again, it was more of a trees down power outage thing. No injuries reported during the storms. The storms did cause people throughout southern Wisconsin to have to change their plans when it came to outdoor activities. Over at Alpine Valley, the Dave Matthews Band show was postponed for a date to soon be determined. Other church festivals and outdoor events were put on pause, and Summerfest had a shutdown for about 2 hours. They resumed live music after the storms passed out of Milwaukee County about 10 o'clock Saturday night. We have a chance for some rough weather in our forecast starting up again tomorrow with temperatures climbing into the 90s, a full forecast coming up following the news. Well, even though the big gig in Milwaukee had to be shut down for a while Saturday night, it isn't all guitars and great food. The 7th Annual Summerfest Tech event begins today at the festival grounds. It's going to run through Thursday with some of the activities being held at the Pottawatomie Casino and Hotel in Milwaukee. The tech spotlight at Summerfest started 7 years ago as a way to showcase the regional business community and emergency tech ecosystem. In addition to keynote speakers, there's also a competitive pitch contest with cash prizes for startups. It's a free event and offers both in-person and virtual options. Heading to the Racine courts this morning, David Luckett was sentenced on Friday to life in prison without the possibility of parole after he was convicted for his role in the death of Davion Robbins. Luckett was found guilty of one count of first-degree intentional homicide as well as two misdemeanor bail jumping charges in a jury trial held in Racine County Circuit Court back in April. Luckett was 17 when he shot 19-year-old Robbins on May 15th of 2021. He's been in custody at the Racine County Jail for 3 years now. Obie Glover was a co-defendant in the case. He's serving a 30-year sentence for his role in that homicide. He was 16 at the time of the shooting. I picked up this piece of encouraging news for Racine from the Racine County Eye online newspaper. Gun violence is down with no homicides reported so far in 2024, according to figures provided by the Racine Police Department. So far, no homicide reported this year, and reports of shots fired are down considerably. In 2023, at the time of the report, there were 79 shots fired. This year, 47. Bodies hit by gunfire also down quite a bit from 31 in 2023. To just 7 so far this year. And that's some of what you need to know this morning. I'm Chris Morrow, filling in for Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day, or get it anytime on demand at WRJN.com.
I don't think there's many in Wisconsin thrilled with the way our weather's been performing, least of which farmers that are looking at pools of water on their farm fields. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news, but there are some farms that have taken advantage of technology to try to manage that water. Over 50 million plus acres across the United States, tiles are quietly keeping fields in pretty good condition. Troy Alsma is a sales representative for Kartechner Brothers, LLC. He's out of Waupun. He said, this is making farm fields a lot more manageable. And if you haven't got tile now, you can already start thinking about it for next year.
Look at the big picture. Look at your farms and where you've been struggling. Would it be a huge benefit to get these problem areas fixed? Having them fixed, especially, you know, not waiting for a flood event to think about fixing them. If most farmers know that these areas are a problem. So it's nice to get that taken care of beforehand. You know, just like the roof on your house, you don't let a leak come into your house before you fix it. You try and be preventative about it and get it fixed beforehand, because sometimes it's not too late, but you end up causing, you know, more problems rather than just trying to fix it immediately.
Troy Alsma, he's with Kartechner Brothers out of Waupun. He says that average payback on tile investment comes in about 5 years' time. Markets and overnight electronic trade. Well, we're mixed to start a Monday. Your numbers are next.
Introducing Certain Herbicide, the latest corn innovation from BASF. It brings powerful PPO residual chemistry into a pre-through early post application thanks to novel solid encapsulation technology. Apply from pre-plant to V3 and get up to 8 weeks of residual control or suppression of 79 broadleaf and grass weed species. Don't chase weeds all through the season. Attack them before they emerge with Certain Herbicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Water hemp, Palmer amaranth, and giant ragweed. Left undisturbed, they will become the most dangerous foes to corn plants. But in the early season, these weeds are at their weakest. Now is the time. A predator lurks. Certain Herbicide attacks, unleashing full residual power before weeds have a chance to emerge. Pre or early post application, they are hopeless against such effective chemistry. Certain Herbicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
On Friday, barrel cheese was down a penny at 192. 40-pound block cheese dropped 0.75 cents to 184.5. Double A butter was up a penny, 309 a pound. This morning, December corn's unchanged at 453. November beans are up 3 at 1123. July wheat's down 4 at 558. And the July Class 3 milk up 6, 1981 a hundredweight. I'm Pam Yonke.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today, a high near 81. Showers and thunderstorms late tonight. Those could have heavy rain again with a low around 66. Hot and humid for Tuesday with scattered thunderstorms. Highs near 90, heat index around 96. Cooler by Wednesday.
It's 64 at our studios.
But we all want to be good looking, right? We all want to be chased on the playground, right? Some people go so far as to get plastic surgery. They're like, I don't want to sound desperate, but can you take a knife to my face and make me pretty? Just keep cutting! It's kind of amazing more of us don't get plastic surgery, because we live in a beauty-obsessed society, right? There are studies. There was a Harvard study that found that children believe good-looking people are nicer. That study also found that children are stupid. We definitely give good-looking people the benefit of the doubt. Like, if a really attractive person's quiet, we think they're mysterious. But if a fat person's quiet, we assume they're thinking about food. And we are, but there's still a mystery. You don't know what kind of food. All right, it's cake. It's always cake. But you don't know what kind. All right, it's red velvet.
Never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, I know it. You are. there's no welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you. You're starting to criticize little things I do. It makes me just feel like crying. Cause baby, something beautiful found in you. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling. You lost that love and feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Baby, baby, I'd get down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had a love, a love, a love you don't find every day.
WRJN, local news and timeless hits. I see Wales, the country Wales, could be the first country to make it illegal for politicians to lie. It's still being debated, but if it does pass and becomes law, it would disqualify anyone who knowingly lies from holding public office. I don't know where to begin with that. What do we do? You think that would ever take place here in this country? I don't think so. BTO, taking care of business.
Nothing all day, and I've been taking. taking care of business. Taking care of business.
Every day.
Taking care of business.
Every way.
Taking care of business.
It's all mine.
Taking care of business.
Working overtime. Woo.
Taking care of business. Taking care of business.
Spoke, we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back here at WRJN. I don't want to scare people, but an asteroid, the asteroid the size of the Empire State Building, will zip past the Earth in 2029 and come closer to hitting Earth than any other large asteroid in human history. Experts say it will miss Earth by 19,635 miles. That's about a tenth of the distance between the Earth and the Moon. Here's a little bonus fact. The date is supposed to happen Friday the 13th.
Check, check, 1, 2.
These sounds can only mean one thing. It's Summerfest!
Milwaukee, are you ready?
600 artists, 12 stages, one epic lakefront. Don't miss three unforgettable weekends of music, June 20th through July 6th. Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance. Find tickets, lineup, and more at summerfest.com.
Enhance the life of your loved one this summer with Easy Mobility Solutions in Racine. Give them the gift of a new Pride Mobility Scooter, Go-Go, Jazzy Carbon, or Viva Lift Power Lift Chair. Designed for ultimate comfort and convenience, test drive a Pride and never pay MSRP. Lightweight, durable, portable, and affordable, Pride Mobility and the team at Easy Mobility Solutions, dedicated to helping you regain your freedom. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue.
Get ready to go all in for cash battles at Pottawatomie. This June, go head-to-head with your fellow club members for a chance at your share of 200 grand in cash. Play with your club card for entries. Hourly drawings on June 6th and 20th from 4 to 8 p.m. Each drawing, two winners split 20 grand. Cash battles at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. It's the biggest cash bash of the summer. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
It's Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
WRJN.
Well,
10:52 at WRJN, Hometown Radio. Refresh. Sunshine today with a high near 75 right now. Sunny in 67.
Baby, I need your loving. Baby, I need your loving. Although you're never near, your voice I often hear. Another day, another night. To hold you tight, 'cause I'm so lonely. Baby, I need your loving. Got to have all your loving. Baby, I need your loving. Got to have all your loving. Some say it's a sign of weakness.
Slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
You know?
Dead Man's Curve. Hey, this coming Wednesday, day after tomorrow, we'll be talking about Scooping the Loop with Carol Gianforte and Jim Messier. We're going to talk about the good old days of Scooping the Loop downtown Racine. Dead Man's Curve. That's what it reminded me of. Jan and Dean. So we'll be doing that on Wednesday morning at 7 o'clock. Should be a lot of fun. Okay, a family of Taekwondo teachers near Houston, Texas, saved a woman from being assaulted on Tuesday. You see, they heard a guy attacking her in the business next door to their studio and beat the you-know-what out of him. The dad held him down for 10 minutes until the cops got there. All five members of the family are fourth-degree black belts. Talk about picking the wrong place at the wrong time. It's 7:59 at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us here this morning. Let's check news right now.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Parts of the Midwest are struggling after heavy rain and flooding swallowed up some towns whole.
Cities are without power and some are without drinkable water.
Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has declared a disaster for 21 northern counties. CBS News Minnesota's Jennifer Mayerly.
Here in Waterville, parts of the city are underwater.
They said it's only going to get worse, and so we're just bracing, and hopefully it's not going to get any worse than this.
A state of emergency remains where up to 18 inches of rain fell here. The National Guard is expected to arrive today and help with the rising flood waters.
It'll be a scorcher in the nation's midsection today. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson says other regions will be able to breathe a sigh of relief.
Sweet relief from the heat for much of the Northeast. In fact, New York City will top out around